Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, I'm doing mine.
Yeah.
Is that what I usually do?
That's the time.
Play in the tent. Play in the big top. Where are the steps? There they are. They make Gordon go up these things? Okay. Were you here for Gordon? Who was here for Gordon? Yeah. What did he didn't do that one about the boat sinking, did he? More than once?
Just once, but it was a long song.
Big fan, are you?
Yes.
You have all the LPs?
One.
I think there was one, wasn't there? Or was there more? Was there a follow-up to that? You had three. Okay. Let's see now. Happy birthday. Demetis? Yes, there she is. Okay. From Madison. She's 16 years old. There she is. Where is she? Stand up. Take your applause like a young woman. There she is. You got a car yet?
No.
You know, my daughter turned 16, the older one. She had a car before she turned 16. She had a car when she was 15. She used to just wash and wax it and stuff. Kept it up on blocks. That's she worked me. You got to work them. Work them. Work them. Is that him? Yeah? Him? No? Yes? Work them. Need a car. Need a cell phone. Need a this. Need a that. Well, happy birthday, though. Congratulations. I've turned 16 four times now. Yes, that's unfortunately true. Oh, my God. Have you heard of Ino? Is it Ino? I should know it, because what do I know, you know? Wisconsin, Larry Wachnisky. I've never heard of Wachnisky either, but where is Larry? Oh, hey, Larry's go. That's convenient. You're right up here. Come stand up here, Larry. Say
yes,
hello
sir.
To everybody. Larry, everybody. Larry Wachnisky from Ino. Ino's near here.
Yes.
Ino's
about 17 miles west of Bayfield.
Okay. How do we know when we're in Ino?
It's just a wonderful place. It's like Shangri-La, and it lasts for 30 seconds when you're on Highway 2, and then it's over.
Yeah. So it's just kind of a rush. You're having a strange rush, and you realize you just went rushed through Ino.
Yeah, 70s talk. I like that. Yeah, that's good.
Was there someone... 60s, actually, in my case. I don't know how long you've been around. What does Ino mean?
Ino stands for a place of beautiful woods, clean water, nice skies, and animals.
All in Ino? That's amazingly compact. What a useful word.
I have no idea what it means.
Oh. I thought maybe it was a Polish word or something like that.
I couldn't tell you.
Inozuski? A Chevsky probably would be. I would get that. You know what I mean. And what do you do out there, Larry?
I play disc golf.
You play disc golf?
Yeah. Frisbee golfer, yes.
You're a professional frisbee golfer?
No, I don't have a number. No. I just walk around and daydream.
Are you from there? I mean, did you...
Yes, I lived there. I was born there. We had a family farm, dairy farm there, yes. And
as we all know, farms cannot fail in...
In Ino. But anyway, I bought 40 acres off my folks, and I've been there since 79, have a house.
Yeah, just disc golfing this whole time?
No,
can
I work...
Can you make a living at that? Or?
Well, you can if you're good.
Yeah.
I'm not good. I'm not that good.
I'll put that on my list.
Yeah, I work at a plant in Ashland. Yeah, that's how I make my living.
Okay, what sort of plant is that?
It's a paper converting place.
Oh, what do you convert paper to?
Napkins, mostly.
Pretty much already there, aren't they?
Somebody has to make the machines that produces that.
Those little floral patterns in it, that's about it, right?
I don't have nothing to do with that.
Larry, nice to meet you.
Yeah, Michael.
Larry Wachnisky. From Ino. Whereas John from Sealy says, I have a great lottery story, if you care to hear it. Should we trust him on this? You know how this goes. How many great lottery stories have you heard that are really not that great? Not even stories, really, and sometimes not even about the lottery. Let's find out. Hey, John.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. I'm good. Doing good. From Sealy.
Sealy. It's halfway.
Near Ino?
Just south.
South of Ino?
Halfway between Cable and Hayward.
Okay. Is this a great story?
It is.
Okay. Here.
The the last time the Powerball got up to, it was like 500 million. A group of us from work invested, and they trusted me to go and get the tickets. So we had just short of $100 worth of tickets. And the next day, I went to look at the numbers, and I went to get the tickets out of my coat pocket, and my wife had washed the coat.
No.
So I had copies, so I ran out to the car and got the copies, and I was checking all the numbers, made sure, see what we had. She was ready to book tickets to Mexico because she said she'd face the drug cartel before she faced the people. Anyway, I checked all the numbers, and we didn't have the Powerball, which was good. You know, you don't. I didn't want to win. So then we checked all the other numbers. $98 worth of tickets. We never won a penny.
Well, that's a good story. That's a good. Except for the coat. You still have the coat?
It's right there.
Okay. And are you the person in well?
Oh, yes.
Do you not look in pockets when you wash something?
No.
All right, fair enough. All right, thank you very much. That was a very good story. If they would have won, it would have been a great story. But okay. Are you interested in hearing about the conversation I had with John Gentle on my mind, Hartford, about you? He was in the audience when you were here long ago. You know, I remember that because he was hanging around on the outskirts of town. And I went up to him and I said, "Oh, John Hartford, you know, I almost had your song. I had a song called Gentile on my mind." And he went, "Ugh." So I imagine it would not be a very pleasant conversation, or in my regard. Where is Bill Cheever? Bill Cheever! I'm going to Bill Cheever here. He's sitting over here somewhere. Yeah, in the pews. I'm not used to working pews. Let's pass the hat and see what happens. Where are you? Huh? Okay. Stand up here, Bill Cheever. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm good, too.
What was this conversation?
Well, I had just purchased your book, and you signed it graciously, and I noticed he kind of snuck in there. And I went, and he's wearing these bibs and a big bottle of water, and I can't look. They're all turning around looking at me like this is important.
It's got to be better than the lottery story. Come on.
That's true, yeah. I got to converse with him somehow, and I'm a big fan, and he was just looking at me less interested than they are, and he's I had to talk about something. I said, "Well, do you know much about Michael Feldman?" And he's really slow. "No, I'm sorry, I don't know a lot about the gentleman." And so I'm trying to explain to him who you are and what you do, and he's just kind of nodding at me and looking. And he takes the book, and it was almost like slow motion. He's just going through the pages and looking like that. And he said, "Well, that's really something," he said. That's what he said.
That's the extent of it.
And I got his autograph, and I regret that I didn't have him write, like, "In your book, Michael who?" And then sign John Hartford.
That's better than I hoped from John Hartford after our conversation, after Gentile on My Mind.
Gentile on My Mind, yeah. Yeah, so that was pretty cool. I got two for the, I came to see you, and I got to sit down next to Johnny Hartford.
Very good.
Thank you.
Well done. Oh, that finger doesn't work anymore now. He's got a grip on him. You never know who's going to have the grip sometimes. My daughter, firstborn child, is heading off to college. Any advice? Yes. Rent a room as soon as possible. Because don't be like me, because I have kept my daughter's room in mint perfect condition, even with her stuff on the floor. All her posters and everything, and I go in there and raise the curtains every morning, make the bed, and it's pathetic. It's pathetic. Don't do that. Rent it out. Then she can't come back. Thank you very much for that. Some young person. Oh, it was a baby. Okay, never mind. What do you do with your underwear when the elastic gets all stretched up, but the rest is still good? I wear it. Till it falls to your shoes. That's when it goes, right? What are you going to do with it? I've tried actually sewing them up or putting a paper clip on them. Once I stapled a pair. I remember stapling a pair, but then it irritates you. So just wear them until they fall to your shoes. Yes, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Fine, thanks. You came all the way from Boscobel?
All the way from Boscobel.
Tell, tell us your entire route.
Our entire...
Where do you starting in Boscobel?
Well, you start in the driveway, and you go out on Parker Street to Elm Street or 61, and because the 22-foot worth of... No, it's not a highway. It's a pile of dirt that is now gone after the flooding. We could make it on 61. We drove up to Sparta to see Brenda's mom, Beth Larson.
Out of the way to go see Brenda's mom.
We drive right past her house, so we would. It behooves us.
You just waved or something?
No, no. We pulled in.
Pulled the horn or what?
We're gonna. No, no, no. We stopped. We stopped. So we, you know, bathroom and stuff. And then we just drove on up. And you can either take 27 to Hayward or the highway and the freeway.
But which did you take? Come on.
The faster way. The highway. Yeah.
Highway 27 to I-94, got off on 53, took that up to 63. And then up here, and then we got on highway.
What do you mean over up here? You're skipping very important.
Directions, you know Wisconsin directions.
Turn by where the silo used to be.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
Well, I'm glad you made it here. And you are?
I am Jen Johnson.
Brenda Larson.
All right. They made it. A Johnson and a Larson working together can do anything, ladies and gentlemen. It goes to show you. All right. So we're going to play a round of the Wadi No Quiz. Before we can do that, guys way down there with the four disclaimers then. This is going to take a while, so talk among yourselves. We're going to play the Wadi No Quiz. Fabulous quiz. Oh, yeah. Would you come this way? You save me at least 3 feet. A few feet more. Come on. Stand in front of my picture. That'd be helpful. How are you?
Good.
And you're Richard Frost?
I am.
Are you affiliated with us in some way?
Yes. I'm on the tour, Wisconsin Public Radio
you're
tour.
You're on the tour. Yeah. Where are you guys from then?
La Crosse.
A bus from La Crosse came here?
La Crosse, Eau Claire, Rice Lake.
How'd you get here? Tell me the route. No, never mind.
Okay, the four disclaimers. Number one, all questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, if you could read my mind, gal, whatever, hey. Whatever, hey. Number three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-researched, well-reasoned, and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Thank you. All right, let's see the hands of those of you in the revival tent who want to take the word with me up here on stage now. Don't worry, if you fall over, I will catch you. What? I did you? Oh, too soon. This gentleman here, the man is too important. It's too important to him, but let's... Still, I think it's going to be a setback if I don't choose you. Let's just see if you qualify. Come on over here to the aisle. This gentleman here. You got to find other outlets if this doesn't work out, by the way. You have hobbies or something?
I have hobbies. Flower gardening.
Flower gardening?
Yes.
So you have something to fall back on if this doesn't go well. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm retired. Back on anything.
Okay, well, I'm sorry for saying that then. My apologies. Boy, you're a big fella, too. I can tell when you put your arm around my neck that you're a tall guy. And you are?
I'm Richard Timmerman from River Falls, Wisconsin.
Oh, Richard. Say hello, Richard. Hello, Richard. Richard, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because I like to think.
Disqualified.
All right. Anything else? Any other reasons?
Because My cousin and I have a thing worked out where if you ask me a question and I don't know the answer, then he'll signal me what the answer is.
Okay, that's a good. That's much better than I like to think. Okay. Richard. Come on, give him a little encouragement here. This is not easy. Even walking up the stairs is hard. Down here.
Seat hits
okay.
The
chair. Richard, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So what did you retire from, Richard?
I retired from a career with the U.S. Postal Service.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Were you a carrier or?
A clerk inside.
A clerk inside. You never went door to door?
I started off as a carrier and I switched to being a clerk.
Uh-huh. Was there more money in that?
Much more.
Really?
No.
But you got it. You got to keep some of the postage or what? How did that?
The big advantage was that we got to lick the stamps.
Oh, in those days.
Yes, way
back. In those
back
days,
when.
Did you actually lick stamps in those days?
I did.
Okay. Can you claim anything? Is there any OSHA thing involved in there?
Develop a rash on your tongue? Yes. Yeah. You know,
okay. I would look into that, actually, because you probably collect big time for that in retrospect. And now you're a flower gardener, largely? That's what you do?
And grandchildren, yes.
And you grow grandchildren?
I do.
How many of those do you have?
9.
What varieties?
Let's see.
Just give me all the names. Go ahead, rattle them on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rebecca, yeah. Micaiah, yeah. Peyton, Brooke, Audie, Avery, Donovan.
And the other one?
Caleb and Rosie.
Oh, yeah! That's right!
You won!
Tell you what, that was so good, we're going to count that as one right.
I think that? So.
Is that fair? I think that's fair. One right in advance. It's the first time this has ever happened. One right, because that's 9, it's good.
So I've made history then.
You've made history.
Yes.
Pretty good for a man who likes to think. You're thinking out while you're gardening. You're thinking all the time, aren't you? How does this work out? Someone out there plays along with him, Sarah?
Yeah, they call in. Yeah. The number to dial this week is 715-779-3304, and you ask them a qualifying question, which you should be collecting at this point. 715-779-3304.
Does that spell out anything? That
no, it does not.
Okay. All right, so that's the number to dial. This is the qualifying question. Dial that number. 715-779-3304. Why do you always finish my sentences?
Somebody's got it.
You always finish my numbers for me. Oh, thank you very much. Name one real world cast member who ever made it to Congress. That's the question. Okay, it's a popular question. I'm not saying. Name one real world cast member who ever made it to Congress. Seems impossible, but this is America where anything can happen. Let's go to the phones right now. And Ann's on the line there from Traverse City, Michigan. Hey, Ann.
Hi, Michael.
How are you?
I'm well.
Excellent. Can you tell me, Ann, one real-world cast member who ever made it to the U.S. Congress?
Was he from Bayfield?
I don't think Bayfield claims him.
Well, if I look on the internet, I can find it.
No, we can't do that.
Well, I found it, but I won't cheat.
Okay. Bye, Ann.
Thank you, though. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Isn't she sweet? She cheated, but didn't cheat. Mark is online from Gadsden, Tennessee. Hey, Mark.
Hey.
How's it going?
Pretty good, man. What's up?
Well, I'll tell you. I'm wondering if there's one real-world cast member who ever made it to the U.S. Congress.
Say that again. Sorry.
One member of the real world, you know, TV show, cast member, who ever made it to Congress?
Sorry, Michael, don't know.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Yep, bye.
Bye. Listen to the question first, then dial in. We won't have it. Bruno's in DeSoto County, Mississippi. Hey, Bruno. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Yeah, how are things in DeSoto County?
It is raining so hard right now, you can't hardly see between the raindrops.
You can't see between them? Why would you be trying to see between them?
Well, because I'm trying to drive.
Oh, you're... Oh, jeez. Bruno, real world cast member ever made it to Congress? Any idea?
I would say none of them ever.
Okay, well, you're wrong, but just keep driving and don't call any more talk shows.
All right, thank you.
Nice talking to you. Bye.
Bye.
I get a little worried about our audience sometimes. Eric is out there in Kansas City, and Eric, you know, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Who is it?
Sean.
Sean who?
Sean Duffy.
Sean Duffy, that's right. First time that answer's gotten applause, ladies and gentlemen, around here. Okay. Eric, are you in a vehicle or anything?
No, I'm at home.
You're at home, okay. And home is Kansas City?
In Kansas City, yes.
Yeah. So what you got planned for today? Anything much going on?
Oh, we're painting downstairs, listening to the radio.
Oh, that's it. Okay, that's a good day. Eric, this is Richard here.
Hi, Richard.
He's your partner.
Hello, Eric.
And he's a thinker. He's a thinker. So you lucked out on this one. Two of you.
I don't have much general knowledge, though. You told me I couldn't.
So two of you work together, you and Eric, and good luck with that. And what do we have? Various categories. You already have one right, by the way.
That's right. Yeah. And the categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Eric, you pick the first one. What would you like?
How about current events?
Current events, let's see if it is, yes. Who's better off right now in Lake Superior, the trout or the walleyes?
Better off is Lake Superior. Oh, yeah, my gosh. Richard?
The answer to that would be trout because walleye is generally an inland lake fish.
Is that true? All right, if you say so. I thought it was the walleyes, but that would be right then, I guess. According to popular opinion. All right. I'm not going to argue with him. He's a big guy.
That's two right and zero wrong.
You guys are doing so good. What's left there, Sarah?
People, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Yes, Richard.
People,
okay. You do think a lot, don't you? I can tell. You're thinking all the time.
But I don't have much general knowledge.
Okay. Don't take that to heart. Of Bayfield's 488 residents, how many have a commute of 5 minutes or less? Is it 450, 243, or 110? Talk it over now. Eric, you're probably not familiar with Bayfield, Wisconsin, are you?
No, not Bayfield.
Okay.
Eric, we have to remember that Bayfield has a population listed as what, 488?
That's what I'm going on here. Yeah.
And how many...
Don't overthink this.
Okay.
Yeah.
450, 243, or 110 have a commute of 5 minutes or less. Some have a zero commute, which is unusual.
I would say
apparently
110.
They are there. 110?
Yeah.
Eric?
Sure.
110 is right. Yes, holy cow, they've won the quiz. Holy cow. However, do we have time to do this?
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, we have time.
We do. We have time.
Sure. We
just got a minute or so here now. You want to go on and get the grand kielbasa, giant kielbasa?
What is the prize?
Cornucopia?
We can't tell you. We can't tell you beforehand. No. Okay. So the categories remaining are places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Eric?
How about science?
Science, here it is. Get this. Get all everything. When a loon does a penguin dance, is it happy or sad? A loon does a penguin dance, a thing where they look like penguins. I don't know what they do. They do a thing with them. This is my imitation of a penguin dance. Okay. Are they happy or sad? Quick.
Sounds sad.
I would say sad.
Sad or agitated. You're right. Oh, you won.
Richard, now that you've won the quiz, you can try your luck at the Bad River Casino, 10 miles out of Ashland, with a stay-and-play package from the Bad River Lodge Casino and Convention Center. Then come back to the waterfront of scenic Bayfield for a tour of the Bayfield Maritime Museum, led by the director, and as a keepsake of your visit, page through Lighthouses of the Apostle Islands. And from Big Top Chautauqua, a t-shirt and a CD, Wild Woods and Waters by the Blue Canvas Orchestra. Eric, you'll be heading south of Bayfield on Highway 13 to Cafe Coco, maybe for some mocha mousseline cake or Coco's pastries from Cafe Coco. Then come back here next winter for downhill and cross-country skiing when Big Top Chautauqua becomes Mount Ashwaubee Ski and Recreation Center, and celebrate with a sangria pitcher set from Star Liquor on West Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. Congratulations to you both. Oh, Michael Feldman, What Do You Know? Is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, Producer International. This is PRI Public Radio International.